This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb, and today I'm talking with Colonel Bill Powley. He was the 2010 Scott Crossfield Aerospace Educator or Aerospace Education Teacher of the Year. He's based in Tennessee, where he works with the Junior Air Force ROTC. And thanks for being with us today, Colonel Powley. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do there in Tennessee to encourage kids to get involved in aviation?
Well, it's my pleasure. When I first came here 20 years ago at Unicoi County High School, their ROTC unit was on probation. And so when I interviewed for the job with the principal and director of schools, I said, I'm a pilot. I had just gotten my CFI certificate, which I never intended to use. And I said, why don't we fly kids and try to excite them? The school board voted 4-3 that year, 1992, in March of 92, to allow us to have a flying program as part of our GRTC unit, which was a pretty gutsy thing to do in a high school. The first flight was in May with three students, and as they say, the rest is history. That one vote translates 19 years later into the top aerospace science program in the nation, and it was just surreal. I mean, it's just something that I would have never envisioned. But basically, the stats as we have grown, we've flown over almost 4,500 students. I'm about 10 short, I think, of that, and I've soloed 90 students. Many have gone on to Middle Tennessee State University to be professional pilots. Half a dozen have gone to service academies, both Air Force Academy and West Point. And it's just an exciting thing. When you take, I have 4,500 journal entries. Half of those kids have never been in an airplane before. Half of them are scared of heights, scared to fly doing this. And when you read the journal entries that say that this is the most exciting or fun thing they've ever done in their life, it doesn't take much to keep you going and keep doing that.
Well, that's pretty impressive statistics. And I'm wondering, how did this get off the ground as far as how did you fund it and what kind of support do you have?
Well, it got off the support we had with the school board. Like I say, that everybody, you know, you say, does one vote make a difference? Well, I could write a book about this one vote making a huge difference and about teamwork. How we funded it in the beginning was I literally took students down to Greenville. See, I tell the story. When I told the story, I said, what does it take to make this program work? Well, the bad news is it takes an idiot. The good news is it only takes one. Who would start a flying program in Unicoi County in a county that has no airport? I mean, the odds are an Appalachian high school of 800, that's not something you would go, hey, that sounds like a great idea. So we had to go to Greenville, which is about 50 miles away, all the time to fly, put them in a Cessna 172, take three kids up at a time. And when we flew the flights then were about an hour, because we would fly back to Unicoi County, take aerial photographs of farms, of houses, hopefully people that I knew, the director of school's house, you know, the principal's house. And we would literally, the first 6 years, I would make up aerial portfolios, go spend an hour and a half at their house, talk to them, ask them if they would donate $100 to our flying program. And I was basically 100% successful if I knew the person or had introduction to them, and 0% if it was a cold call. So I figured out real soon how to make that work. But I raised $8,000 with aerial photographs, then gained the attention of Mark Leon at NASA in California, Ames Research Center. They have an education division there. And I bugged him so much on the phone every 6 months that he literally said, you're not going to quit calling me unless I give you money, are you? And I said, no, I'm not. He gave me 10 grand. And that's the spark that kind of got us into flying more kids without having to do aerials. Now my flights are 20 minutes each, and I take up about 700 kids a year. After that, the Tennessee Aeronautics Division gave us a grant, and over the last 11 years, they've given us probably $350,000. So it's a huge team effort and a great, great story of how to make something work and be successful if everybody pulls together.
Yeah, I guess so. You're right. It's a great team effort, but also a great example of how one person can set something like that in motion.
Yeah, I'm privileged to be the leader of the band, but without the band, there ain't no music. And so without money, I mean, I donate my time. I basically the last dozen years I have spent every Sunday at the airport soloing kids. If the weather's good, I fly every Tuesday and sometimes twice a week, flying 40 or 50 kids a week. So it's like I said, this program will not be duplicated around the country because I've tried to get other people involved. And unless it's your passion, your thing, you're just not going to spend that kind of time doing it because other people have a life. Apparently, I don't, which my wife keeps telling me, what are you doing? Where are you going?
So what about being the 2010 Crossfield Teacher of the Year? What has that meant to you?
The nice thing about it for me personally is it helps, I think, the program in our high school get support from the director of schools. I have flown him. You know, he wrote and said, anything I can do to help influence your program, let me know. That's kind of like a blank check of how can I help you. Those are nice because we're an elective class. We're not a core class. Everybody's all stirred up about No Child Left Behind, Title VI, Title I, Title X, Title this, end of course tests, graduation rates. So as an elective, nobody pays attention to me, and I need to stay under the radar for causing problems. Well, now I'm on the radar for good things, which can't hurt.
Yeah, that's great. Now, how does this work structurally in that school? Are you a regular school teacher, or you're the ROTC?
We are regular school teachers. There's two of us. Every high school JROTC program, whether it's Army, Navy, Air Force, or Marines, is run by two instructors, normally an officer and enlisted, and they are all retirees. We feel like we're still kind of in the Air Force because the Air Force or the Army, the military, pays half of our salary to the school system. We're still required to wear the uniform, maintain weight standards, get haircuts, you know, do all that stuff. So for me, retiring 20 years ago kind of is like I don't know if I really have or not. I still feel like I'm in, which is kind of neat because this is, I think, my 47th year in uniform. Another three, I'll have half a century, which is impossible because I can't be over 35 years old.
You don't sound like you are. You have the energy of a guy, I guess, that age.
Yeah.
And could you tell us a little bit? I didn't really get into your background, but I know you've got a pretty extensive history. And could you just review that for us?
Well, I started flying, I guess, right out of the Air Force Academy. I was 21, went to pilot training, flew the F-4, went to Vietnam, spent a tour over there, came back. Got in the first A-7 squadron in the Air Force, which was pretty unique. The whole wing deployed back to Karat for a second tour. So I ended up with 347 missions over there. Got to be on the ground floor of the F-16 program, the first pilot assigned to General Dynamics. Flew that for a while. And then when I retired, I actually was looking to go with the airlines because at that point, the airlines were hiring retired pilots before they wouldn't touch you if you were over 32 years old. And that didn't work for some reason, but as they say, that's probably a good thing because that's how all this started. So there were two things I never wanted to be in my life, a teacher and an instructor. I actually turned down assignments to Holloman to fighter lead-in training, which was a great program. They were just starting it, which instead went to the F-16 because I wasn't enthused with training at that point. How ironic, God has a sense of humor, that I get a national award as a flight instructor and a teacher.
Okay, thank you, Colonel. We've been talking with Colonel Bill Powley, the 2010 Scott Crossfield Aerospace Education Teacher of the Year. The Crossfield Foundation is now seeking nominations for their 2011 award. Go to their website at scottcrossfieldfoundation.org for more information. This is Mary Grady for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.